Kuta, and welcome to the Gleep Glossary. This is our Star Wars Shine Show, where we talk about expanded universe characters, expanded background characters, guys you see walking around in Star Wars, guys maybe you never even heard of in Star Wars, like today's subject. And I'm joined with, as always, the whole gang. We have Steven.
Luxor Droids. Does that guy have like a whole backstory too?
Luxor Droids. Yeah, actually, his name is Davin Felth, and he was
no,
a
it's not
stormtrooper. And I actually, yeah, no, there's a whole story about him going to the academy.
Jesus,
I'm not.
His name is Davin Felth.
Yes, I believe so. Let me double check.
Terrible. That's terrible, even for Star Wars.
Yeah, Davin Felth, and
I thought I stumped you.
No. That guy is great, because as a young gun, I read that short story and it was very very moving. So maybe we'll talk about him next month, but this month we're talking about something different. And before I get ahead of talking about something different, I want to introduce the rest of the cast. Andrew.
Yo.
You're taking a
yeah, sorry, dude. You caught me in a
that's
pull
fine.
There.
That's fine.
I'll try it again.
Vapes are canonical to Star Wars.
Yes. Yo! There we go.
There we go.
Sorry.
And for some fucking reason, I hear muttering in the background. My God. Chris Cabin.
What's up, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Coming in hot as hell.
Whoa.
Motherfucker.
This
wow. The
family
glossary.
Yes. Family show. This is our most family orientated brand of We Had Movies. We never use foul language on
No, I never have. I don't believe so. And we definitely don't talk about gross sex acts between alien species.
Why would we? You know, there's just a beautiful world of flora and fauna out there. And of course, you bringing in this perversion. Into this sweet, wholesome,
this genteel show,
$1 billion business that is Star Wars. Anyway, today we are talking about George R. Binks. If you're what the kids call very online, you might have seen this floating around Twitter or Reddit or wherever you get your garbage.
Whatever part of the fucking internet swamp you tromp through.
Yes. George R. Binks was a, well, you know, I actually had to write this, not exactly write it myself. I called it together from Wikipedia, but we'll start that in a second. But I want to quickly note from last month's episode on the Emperor's Royal Guards, I was stumped by the whole Death Watch Mandalorian being a part of the inspiration for their helmets. Someone got back to me that in the Tales of the Jedi series in like 93, they had Mandalorians that looked a little like the Imperial Guards.
What are we talking here? Literature or comic books?
Comic book. And
gotcha.
What's funny is I had some of these comic books, but I had specifically...
And you didn't even remember?
I didn't have those.
Oh, not a fucking idiot.
I was focusing on the Sith comic runs in regards to Tales of the Jedi, where you get stuff like Exar Kun, who has a double-edged lightsaber. It's exactly where they got it for Darth Maul.
Exar Kun double-edged what? He had a double-edged what?
Yeah, so Exar Kun had the double-edged lightsaber that you'd eventually see Darth Maul, basically, you know, the same design.
Double-edged lightsaber, dude, Sith to Sith.
Darth Maul.
That's right. You know the guy?
Yeah.
Spider leg fella.
Yeah. And
the
Sith, obviously, family show, trying to avoid the double-edged dildo association, but we got
certainly
there
not.
Anyway.
I had to get there.
Yeah, apparently.
Jam it in and get it done, dude. The joke, not the dildos.
Both ends. So we're talking about George R. Binks. Everyone's so excited about this. Without further delay, Chris, if you could hold back for a second, that'd be great.
Did he write the famous Star Wars novel series Game of Droids?
Yeah. George R.R. Binks. Yeah, that's
yes.
That's the fucking nerdiest thing I will say in the next 6 months. Born
in Bensonhurst, New Jersey, George R.R. Binks
used to love a hoagie. Just absolutely would kill a
that
hoagie.
Guy. He could tell you where to get a good sandwich, dude. George R.R. Martin. He will tell you where to get a good sandwich. He's the best sandwich.
A fat guy in a train conductor hat.
A song of frogs and mushrooms or something. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like dinner tonight. So George R. Binks was born in Utagunga on the planet Naboo sometime prior to the fall of the Galactic Republic.
Okay.
He was born into a family of whalers, and as a mere youth, he commanded his own gang of fishermen in his hometown.
Whalers?
Mm-hmm. Disgusting. I'm disgusted.
At some point, he decided to join the family business, the Binks and Son Whaling Company.
What? I'm sorry, there's whaling in Star Wars?
I guess so.
Yes, and you know what's funny is the...
Call me Binks, man.
He kind of does dress little master and commander in these photos of George R. Binks. I'm sure you could Google it, you guys and folks at home, if you wanted to take a peek.
What an odd thing.
Do you want a Napoleon to be your king?
These are seas of battlefields.
I've never seen that movie, so I can't make any jokes.
Oh, dude, great movie, dude. Stop the episode. Go watch it. We're done. This one's over.
It's really good.
I got to get to it, man.
The Binks family had practiced the whaler profession for centuries, and he was no exception to that tradition.
But yeah, I mean, the problem is you're calling it a whale, and I mean, I know that we're just trying to like keep people interested, but like it should be like a sclarfer, you know what I mean? Whatever bullshit. It looks like a whale, kind of acts like a whale, but it's a sclarf, you know, something like that.
You got to get a fucking Gleepclop name in there. This is ridiculous. Whaling. Get the fuck out of here.
Not even a space whale. Can't even go that fucking lazy.
Thank you.
I just texted you guys a picture of George R. Binks in the fucking Master and Commander outfit. Eric's totally right. Look at this.
Pretty boss.
Listen, he's
handsome.
Looking at how badass this dude looks right here, I guarantee you he fucking hated his son's guts, that fucking doofus.
This guy's the Fabio of whatever race. What are the Jar Jars?
Gungans.
Gungans. Yeah, this is beautiful. Look at
and
that.
And yes, he deeply hated his son.
Ooh.
So in his capacity as a professional whaler, Binks often went on long sea voyages, even sailing across the entire planet of Naboo on more than one occasion.
Wow.
At some point, he fell in love with a warrior woman named Shibala, and planned on marrying her, but when he learned of Shibala's infertility, Binks broke off the wedding plans and left.
Wow, dude. There was no Gungan adoption? Come on.
To him, a son to carry on the family name was more important than love.
What a fucking loser. These people.
I mean, this just completely explains Jar Jar, just like right off the bat. You got to deny your father, this rigid piece of shit, and become a fool. I get it. A fool king, really.
Well, I mean, especially like a warrior princess, that means pegging, which is totally cool. You know, what they were into. And then he's like, oh, you can't get pregnant.
But that's why he hates Jar Jar, right? Because it's like, I gave up the love of my life, who fucking beautifully pegged me. It was incredible. For this, because I wanted a son so badly, and this idiot, this imbecile, is what I gave up the love of my life for. Well, I clearly hate that kid's guts.
Well, and you know, this makes sense. Like, Star Wars is so similar to our own reality because of like the sons of whalers and coal barons end up being dumb fuck senators.
Yep, that's a good point.
Absolutely.
Pretty much exactly like our life.
Misa fail, son.
Misa fail upwards. He eventually married another woman, not out of love, but because she had the ability to bear an heir.
Is he just like asking that, I guess? You know?
Yeah,
like,
I guess so.
You used to have a kid, sir?
On the Misa dating profile, I say kids are very important.
Everything a worker down there?
I feel like I'm veering into Victor Nadosky. Ketchup packet in space.
Oh, totally. Oh, Jar Jar Binks would definitely sit around eating ketchup packets, dude.
Yeah, he definitely belongs like living at the airport full time.
Better than being a fucking senator.
you are contributing more value to the world just living at the airport, not working, than being a senator. Absolutely. So the Gungan male's wife gave birth to his son, Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, great. Congratulations, dude. This is what you always wanted, right?
Yep. Thanks for furthering the name and whatever.
Starting when his son was quite young, Binks frenetically attempted to teach Jar Jar the whaling profession and involve him in the family company.
Now, Jar Jar, you kill the whaler. You kill the whaler. Now!
Well, yeah. It just kind of reminds me so much of that Seinfeld episode where Newman is trying to get out of the tickets. Like, you always wanted to be a banker, remember? You wanted to be a banker. You wanted to be a whaler.
But much to his chagrin, Jar Jar was uninterested and prone to clumsiness.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah. As a result of these qualities, Binks began to resent his son.
Yes, yes.
Love it.
Yeah, just sitting there drinking whatever Gleep Glop whiskey, just like, you's a failure.
We's a shoulda benza on the Heiser Caesar, but we's a here at home a drinker because you are stupid poo-poo. You can't even kill a innocent abuela.
Dude, there'd be a great comical thing of like a training montage and like, he throws like a harpoon at some fucking Gleep Glop whale, but then it's the shot of like, the whale swimming by really fast back and forth, and Jar Jar Binks getting dragged along because, like, a rope got caught around his fucking foot or something stupid.
That'd be nice.
Great. Isa hates my sons.
Then on a whaling trip with his wife and son in the southernmost seas of Naboo, Binks happened upon a large whale. His initial attempt at harpooning the creature was unsuccessful, and in the ensuing fight, the whale caught the rigging of Binks's ship. Exactly. He issued a series of commands to Jar Jar to take the wheel and maneuver clear of the situation, but
Jar Jar, take the wheel, dude.
But Jar Jar was unable to comply because he's a dumb fuck.
He slipped on a fish.
The ship sank.
Oh, my God.
The Binks family was forced to seek refuge on a barren island.
Wow.
Idiot.
This is like a different kind of family annihilator. You're just so stupid, you ruin your entire family.
It's like if Ernest killed his whole family.
Yeah.
That would have been a great movie. Ernest kills his family.
Hey, Vern, Ma's dead.
You got that fat guy being like, and now, Ernest, how are we going to get them in all into one coffin?
He turns into the old lady with the neck brace. Oh, well, there's quite a lot of blood in here.
I love that character, the old lady with the neck brace.
She had problems.
She sure did. A month passed, and they were still stranded on the island.
Jesus.
Which
we're going to eat a sonna?
George christened the island Binks Woe, is what he called the island.
He christened it by pissing all over it, probably.
Did the wife say, can we discuss the name? Maybe something different?
While on the island, he grew increasingly annoyed by his son's antics.
I mean, yeah, wouldn't you?
Of course. So that's understandable.
When eventually Jar Jar offered to leave and swim for help, a suicidal task due to the treacherous seas and the distance involved, George Binks encouraged the boy greatly.
Yes!
No. Yeah, no, you should go. You should die at sea.
You're very energetic. You definitely wouldn't die.
But his attempt at getting Jar Jar killed was cut short when his wife intervened.
Damn it.
I love how she still does not have a name in this story.
No, she's just his wife.
Oh, God
Katie.
Damn. His wife,
Katie Binks,
the meddling shrew that she is.
So she intervenes and stops this scenario. Overcome with his feelings, George drew his gun and turned it on himself.
No.
His wife tried to encourage him not to, but it only ended up encouraging him into pulling the trigger.
What?
She then tells him to think of their son, and he pulls that trigger and he tries to unload this pistol round into his skull. But it merely grazed his skull, knocking him unconscious. in his he started to then he was laying there bleeding from the head.
What is this, Fight Club? Yusa met me at a very interesting time in my life.
Yeah, maybe Jar Jar didn't exist. They were the same guy. So he then reminisced of his love, Shibala, and how he chose not to marry her because she cannot bear him the son he wanted. Mm. And as he comes to, he believes he sees Shibala standing there before him on the beach.
Fuck.
But the hallucination breaks, and he realizes what he'd been seeing a moment ago that he thought was the love of his life was actually his son, Jar Jar Binks, with an octopus wrapped around his head.
Oh, like Richard Jenkins at the end of Nightmare Alley.
Oh, yeah.
And folks, here we have the final line. George's only response is crushing despair.
Oh, wow. My God.
That is the end of the story. I believe this was a comic book that George R. Binks was the star of, one issue. It for George R. Binks.
Definitely for kids. Yeah, definitely something you want the kids to be reading.
I mean, I guess this is like a joke thing, right? It's like, oh, it's funny that like everybody hates Jar Jar Binks. You know who really hated him? His fucking dad. I think that like we're having a little bit of fun here.
But it is devastating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Why would they have to write it so dramatically like that? It's incredible.
Star Wars Tales 20, and it was written by Tony Millionaire, who I believe is a comic book of some
artist
of some renown.
Tony Millionaire?
It's a fake name, believe it or not.
I just think that's pretty cool. That's all.
It's obviously like it's tug in cheek, like it LOL. But I mean, it is.
But the guy can't even fucking kill himself,
man. It was in the era of Dark Horse Comics doing Star Wars comics, so there was a little more leeway there. We weren't really bringing the entire continuity to bear like Disney's attempt.
Yeah, exactly. This didn't touch the head of this didn't touch Kathleen Kennedy's desk. You know what I mean? Like, this is like a back when you could just do something fun and let it be fun kind of a thing.
I'm just shocked that they didn't give the wife a name.
Yes.
She's like the secondary character.
Well, that's the thing is like, you know, is that Tony Millionaire? Is that whatever guy, and I want to emphasize guy, writing the fucking Wikipedia on this
good
character?
Point.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. The art actually looks kind of cool in the Wikipedia. There's Andrew, you sent around the shot of George R. Binks sailing at the seas here, but there's also the whale has got like horns on it. It looks kind of cool. The style of drawing there.
If it's got horns, you gotta call it something other than a whale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A shfirk.
Shfirking.
I just brought up the Wikipedia again, and I didn't notice this before. Under skills and abilities, George R. Binks was an experienced whaler and sailor, but a terrible marksman.
Well, that explains it.
And a pretty bad dad. I mean, at some point, you got to be like, you know what, Jar Jar, I accept you for the bumbling fool that you are, like my parents did for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And he is a failed father then. Like, yes. if you are such a big, you started a whaling company and you can't aim a fucking spear at the goddamn shvirk.
Yep. You're right. That's a great point.
This is a prequel to The Phantom Menace, obviously. Does the dad get off the island too, or does he like leave me here?
I don't know. I mean, this is just how it ends, at least how this ends in the description.
Let me die alone here, live with my crushing a despairer.
I just found more information if anyone wants to track this down. It's Star Wars Tales 20th issue, which was published on June 30th, 2004.
Okay.
2004, folks. So now you know the rest of the story. I mean, is it worth going around seeing what people learned today? Andrew, is there any parting shots you have?
Oh, I mean, I think just speaking of parting shots, man, like George R. Binks like should have been able to take his own life. It's cowardly storytelling. He should have blown his brains out. Mm-hmm.
We need a Star Wars Dr. Kevorkian. Steve?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of other Star Wars characters who could have or should have committed suicide. I think C-3PO...
Definitely.
Certainly, like, you know, especially when just those dark years without R2, for sure, you just want to take your own life. Anybody else? I mean, you know.
For suicide?
Poe Dameron, he's a guy who looks like he wants to commit suicide through that whole franchise.
No, this is because Oscar Isaac doesn't want to be in those movies anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, and thusly, Poe Dameron looks like he's considering suicide at every second.
Got it.
But I mean, to answer, I mean, to seriously answer your question, most of them should kill themselves because they're terrible people. Like a lot of bad guys in Star Wars.
I feel like when Kleeg Lars saw the stormtroopers coming with the flamethrower, she's like, fucking, oh, yeah. Thank God.
He did it.
What took you so long?
What's his name style? Fucking in the Departed. Was it the Departed where he's like, fuck it.
Ray Winstone.
Yes. Yeah, totally. Shoot yourself in the fucking head.
I think suicide by stormtrooper. Sure. Oh, Hux definitely
time. Suicide. Yeah.
Hux was supposed to, apparently in episode 9, original draft, Hux was going to commit suicide.
Oh, really?
Much more sense.
Wow. Yes, because in that original draft, the Colin Trevorrow version that's been floating around, apparently, if I don't know if it's 100% true or not, but he was supposed to, the First Order eventually gets to Coruscant, and he's like in the Jedi temples, and he eventually finds Mace Windu's lightsaber, and he commits suicide with Mace Windu's lightsaber.
Truly weird for me to be in the situation where I'm wishing I got to see a Colin Trevorrow.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm 100%
very
there.
Strange feeling.
Man, every
that
day.
That script is supposed to be pretty good, I heard. I mean, I don't do things like read scripts. But,
I read it, and I kind of enjoyed it just because it seemed like it gave a fuck about the characters more than Rise of Skywalker.
Did it still have the Emperor coming back?
No.
There you go.
Movie. Better movie.
Better movie.
And I believe Kylo Ren does travel to a planet like Exegol and trains with like sort of like a monster. It was very Lovecraftian, this version.
Ooh.
Here.
I like all this.
And it gives Finn something to do. He ends up inspiring stormtroopers to turn against the First Order and rise up. So he actually gets fucking something to do.
Dude, they just blew it. Like this, it's the biggest cinematic blew it of all time.
They blew it. The fucking Knights of Ren have something to do in that script.
Oh, God. Blew it.
Anywho, I think Chris Cabin, we have not gotten to you. Any final thoughts about the Binks family name?
Well, I also just wish that I had gone to see. I mean, this. I'm looking at this picture again, and this is just a handsome man. This George Binks. And like, I wish that you did get to see more of his character, but no, he just seems to be like a complete piece of shit. And he, it's sad. It's sad that Jar Jar had to deal with this. You know, I understand. I understand Jar Jar more.
Hopefully one day we get a Star Wars story, movie or TV show. It's a prestige TV show about George R. Binks.
I was about to say, yeah, right, but like, there's a Morbius movie, man.
We are living post Morbius right now.
Yeah, anything is on the table. You're totally right. Fucking 8-part George R. Binks series. Sure, whatever. I watched fucking Moon Knight.
And now you know the rest of the story. And until next time, I've been Eric Siska.
Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Now go it shoot yourself.